It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow has introduced a bipartisan bill she says will strengthen enforcement of trade rules and also provide job protection for American workers. Senator Stabenow joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's good to be back with you.
So you introduced this bill, the Trade Enforcement Act, with South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, your co-chairs of the Senate Manufacturing Caucus. Why do you think this is needed?
Well, it's very important that we focus on enforcing the 290 trade agreements we already have in place. Everyone's always talking about the next agreement and what's going to be in the next agreement. But the U.S. Trade Representative just recently published a report that says there are 384 pages of significant foreign trade barriers and the impact on us. In other words, unfair trade practices. So I appreciate that the Obama administration has done more than I think most other presidents to really take individual cases. They put together an interagency trade enforcement center by executive order. That's something Senator Graham and I have been pushing for through statute for years. So it doesn't depend on one president or the next. It would be in place. So we think it's important to get a trade enforcement center permanently in law, put somebody in charge of it as a chief trade enforcement officer who would be confirmed by the Senate. And then thirdly, we need somebody laser focused on manufacturing in negotiations. We have a chief agriculture negotiator right now, but we don't have a chief manufacturing negotiator. So in my book, we don't have an economy or a middle class unless you make things and grow things.
And what you're describing are really the teeth in this bill, if you would. How do those pieces of this bill really strengthen the U.S.'s ability to protect its interests abroad? Because we're talking about relationships with foreign countries.
Well, we are talking about relationships, and we are talking about situations where many other countries will use all kinds of ways in order for them to have an edge, for their businesses to have an edge. China or Japan or other Asian countries manipulate their currency so that when they trade internationally, they get an artificial discount on the price of whatever they're selling to us. That's illegal. We need to push back on that. The Obama administration has done a terrific job in the area of auto parts and some areas of agriculture and the auto industry, pushing back on China, who over and over again is breaking the rules with unfair subsidies and tariffs and so on. So we need to just be laser focused on what other countries are doing in order to give a leg up to their businesses. And what happens is when they do that, it's unfair competition. So in my book, we want to export our products. It's a global economy, but we want to export our products, not our jobs.
Explain how jobs here in the U.S. are impacted when those trade rules are broken abroad.
Well, for instance, this past June, the WTO found that China broke the rules by imposing extra duties on American cars and SUVs. So we're trying to sell to them. And China puts extra costs on our vehicles. So if we can get the vehicles in, now Japan, you can't even sell to them right now. It's completely closed. So, but if we can get it in there, it looks like our cars are much more expensive because of extra duties. What does that mean? It means that we are selling fewer vehicles. That means you need fewer people to make them. And it directly relates to jobs. So the more we can sell abroad, the more we have access to open markets, the more cars and trucks we need to build, and the more people will be working. So it's but we want to make sure that, because what's happening, particularly with China as an example, they want us to move the plant there. They don't want us to sell to them. So we've got to make sure that the plants in America, preferably in Michigan, and then we are exporting our products.
Debbie Stabenow is a Democrat representing Michigan in the U.S. Senate. Senator, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.